Exclusive, Representative Mike Collins warns of Ossoff power grab. Ambitions to be DSA candidate and President of United States. By Catherine Hamilton on August 17, 2026. Congressman and Georgia U.S. Senate candidate Mike Collins, RGA, warned that his opponent, far-left Senator John Ossoff, DGA, has his sights set on the presidency in 2028. With the backing of radical socialists taking over the Democrat Party. He is the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, by the way. He is running for president, and people need to understand that. This guy has ambitions to be the DSA candidate and to become the next president of the United States, Collins said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. We've got to stop this guy right here in Georgia so that this doesn't turn into a national emergency for us out there, Collins added. Listen. While Ossoff is not a member of the DSA and has not been endorsed by DSA in the Senate race, Collins pointed to the incumbent's record and recent endorsement of extremist Muslim socialist Michigan Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Abdul Rahman Muhammad El-Sayed, more commonly known as Abdul El-Sayed. That ought to tell you a lot, right? But we can even go further. I don't know if you all realize it or not, but DSA has opened up an office in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, who you think they are campaigning for? They're campaigning for the guy that voted 92% of the time with Bernie Sanders, Collins asserted. That's John Ossoff. And if you don't know their platform, I encourage you to go look at it. A lot of it is already what John Ossoff's been voting for. Whether it's open borders, whether it's in cash bail, whether it's men and girls sports, you name it, he continued. Collins warned that the far left has just taken over the Democrat Party. And if you think OC 1.0 was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because 2.0 far left, fringe socialist, Marxist is there. Hassan Piker, you know, the guy who said that America deserved 9/11. That guy even calls John Ossoff his dark horse pick for 2028, he added. The alarm bell is already ringing here in Georgia. Collins also cited the millions of dollars being poured into Ossoff's campaign from out-of-state donors and called him California's third senator. We're both polar opposites. I'm just a small businessman, been in a trucking business all my life. And I look at everything from that perspective of getting beat on for 30-plus years. This guy is a trust fund kid. Never had a real job in his life. Socialism fits him, and he's just looking for power. The people that are funding him, only 18% on average comes from the state of Georgia, Collins said. The rest of it comes from these states like California and New York. I mean, he spent the night, Thursday night in the Hamptons. He was up there with Alex Soros, George Soros' son, and Hillary Clinton. Now, he woke up Friday morning with probably some caviar and salmon and, you know, eating good and sitting around at the beach up there, he continued. I was in Valdosta, Georgia, talking to farmers. The Georgia Senate race is expected to be extremely tight and could even determine which party holds the majority during the second half of President Donald Trump's second term. Ossoff has been dubbed the most vulnerable Democrat up for re-election. Real Clear polling rates the race a toss-up, although polling shows Ossoff with an average projected lead of 7.6 points. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.